Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt of an interview with Dr. Paula Stewart from our Lipedema and Keto Worldwide Summit that was held in 2017. Dr. Stewart is board certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation and specializes in general physical rehabilitation, neurologic rehabilitation, and comprehensive rehabilitation care of patients with cancer and lymphedema. In this excerpt, Dr. Stewart shares how she believes prehistoric women with lipedema were the mothers of the human race. She talks about the hormones involved during pregnancy and how this led her to believe that human chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG, and a certain diet associated with those hormones would work for lipedema.
Over the years, my concept of lipedema has evolved. I now think of it as being a malfunction of fat storage, and the fat cells become one way. They will store fat, but it's very, very difficult in lipedema patients for the body to access that fat except during pregnancy. And the way that I explain this to my patients is that the fertility figures of the caveman era were basically women with lipedema. And if you look at those figures, the hips and the thighs, all the way to the ankles, are extremely generous. The upper arms are very generous as well. And it turns out that in a world where humans were outnumbered by wild animals by many, many thousands or even hundreds of thousands, the survival of the species was not guaranteed. And it turned out that these women could store fat during the ripe time of the year when fruits and berries and, you know, game was abundant, when grains were available. They could store that energy as fat, whereas other women who did not have lipedema could not. And thus, when they were pregnant and carrying a child during the lean months of the winter, they were able to access that fat and survive, and their child, their fetus, could survive as well to give birth after a period of time when there was probably very few calories available. So I tell my patients that they are connected to these women who are the mothers of the human race. They are the goddesses. And unfortunately, they are not prized in terms of being the models we see in newspapers and magazines, but that ability to store fat to use during pregnancy has allowed the human race to survive and then thrive. It becomes an impediment and an obstacle in today's world. HCG stands for human chorionic gonadotropin, and it is a hormone that is elaborated by the placenta and allows a woman to access fat stores for the nutrition and energy needs of both her fetus and herself during pregnancy. So I see HCG as the key to the lock that keeps fat inside the cells of a woman with lipedema. It is the way to unlock those fat stores and allow them to be burned when somebody is not pregnant. And I've enrolled, mostly as a case series, 18 women in a very little unglamorous HCG study. And basically, as I said, it's kind of a case series model where the women are coming in, they've all tried, all of them are in their 20s to 30s to 40s. I have a couple in their 50s. They've all tried dozens of different diets and starvation regimens and exercises and different ways of approaching their lipedema issues. And for the first time, every single one of them is experiencing loss of fat from their thighs and legs and their upper arms. They've participated in multiple diets and have been very compliant and have never experienced weight loss or loss of inches from these regions of their body. So I'm hoping to publish those results next year sometime. Again, as a case series, this, I haven't had any funding. I don't have any support to be able to run a randomized controlled study. I think that would be the next step. But just based on the case series, it's very rare that you have 100% response to anything. And I do. Every single one of the women in the study are experiencing loss of fat from the areas of their bodies that are involved with lipedema. So it's very exciting. I'm really, really pleased. For the onset of lipedema is estrogen, and estrogen is what starts fat cells storing fat in the areas that we think of as being lipedema fat storage areas, in the thighs, the legs, the upper arms. So it's why we often see women with lipedema expressing that tendency at puberty. What you'll find in pregnancy is that women will gain weight during their pregnancy. Actually, a lot of lipedema women do not. I have had so many of my women with lipedema say, I actually lost 30 pounds. You know, they're morbidly obese. They'll come in weighing 350 pounds, but they'll say, I lost 38 pounds with my pregnancy. And I sincerely believe that what happens is the HCG is allowing them to burn the fat stores in their thighs, in their arms and calves, and their pregnancies are fine. Their babies are healthy. They don't need additional energy stores because they have plenty coming from burning their own fat. And what happens is when somebody is on an HCG diet, they only eat 500 calories a day. Not one of my women who've been on this study have said that they feel tired or cold or even hungry on the diet. They are burning a pound a day. So within 20 days, they will lose 20 pounds. Within 40 days, they'll lose 40 pounds. Then they'll take a break and go back on the diet. Some of my women have lost in excess of 100 pounds of fat by pulsing the diet 20 or 40 days at a time. And they're not hungry, they're not tired, they don't feel deprived of food in any way. And so when women have HCG being elaborated from their placenta during pregnancy, they're actually burning fat stores. I believe that the expression of lipedema occurs after the pregnancy when the HCG is cut off abruptly with the removal of the placenta. And that's when women find that they are storing fat is in the postpartum period.
That was a fascinating discussion that we had with Dr. Stewart back in 2017. And that was wonderful that she participated in our summit. Thank you so much, Dr. Stewart. And thank you to you, all of our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema Flash Briefing.